Call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, September 22nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. The Detroit Lions will be playing on Monday Night Football tonight. I did not watch one single NFL game yesterday. The Detroit Tigers lost the home finale. They were swept by the Atlanta Braves, clinging on to just a one-game lead in the American League Central Division over the Cleveland Guardians, which they start a three-game series in Cleveland tomorrow night. After going to church yesterday morning and then broadcasting church here on the station, Patriot Voice Radio Network, we spent the entire day, Vicky and I, watching Fox News. Roughly at about 2 o'clock after church, covering the memorial life celebration of the life of Charlie Kirk at the Arizona Cardinals home football stadium there in Glendale, Arizona. Not one seat was empty. The stadium was packed to full capacity. Unfortunately, they had to close the gates. Thousands of people who made it there did not get to get inside the stadium. They had an overflow building with big Jumbotron TVs and Jumbotron TVs outside for thousands more who couldn't even get into the overflow building. Well, first of all, Turning Point USA is a fantastic organization. They put this event together basically in about 5 days. The security was phenomenal. They had local police, they had county sheriff, they even had Arizona state troopers working with the Secret Service and the FBI to have boots on the ground. It was the most secure event I have ever seen of that size, of that magnitude. And they basically pulled it off in five or seven days. It was planned, and they put it together, and they carried it off to perfection. Donald Trump was the keynote speaker at the end. The only thing I really got a little frustrated with him is he got off his teleprompter and turned it somewhat political about his administration. Said some things that were over the top, but Trump is Trump. But overall, it was a very touching memorial celebration. And Erica Kirk, his wife, God bless her, that woman is strong. And she took over as they officially announced this weekend that she was going to be the CEO of Turning Point USA, stepping in for Charlie. Her speech, heartfelt, very touching, honestly, forced me to grab a Kleenex a couple of times. You could feel her pain, but at the same time, you could feel her commitment to making Turning Point USA even bigger than it was under her husband, Charlie Kirk. One of the things that I think is going to be very, very, very interesting is that this martyrdom that was created by this one lone shooter is going to go down in history. History will prove that this event that took place on Wednesday, September 10th, the political assassination of Charlie Kirk, was in fact a turning point for the country. I believe it's going to prove to be a turning point for politics in America. I think it's going to unite people, especially prior to next year's election, like we've never seen before. And you know who it's going to be that's actually doing it? Young people. 18 to 29-year-olds, both men and women, are going to be engaged. They are going to vote, and they are going to make a difference in next year's election. I truly believe that. The amount of applications for new chapters, even in Alberta, Canada, and other places around Canada, and actually throughout the world. And what they're going to do to these college campuses, to these universities, to these high schools, is going to be nothing short than amazing. God has his hand on everything. This assassination, Erica Kirk's resolve to make it even bigger, larger, stronger, more vocal than when it was under her husband, is going to happen. The amount of elected officials, U.S. senators, U.S. congressmen, Glenn Beck was sitting in the audience. Tucker Carlson spoke. The amount of people that attended this event in person was simply amazing. For Donald Trump to be there, his Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, Pam Bondi was there. Kash Patel from the FBI was there. This was the who's who of Donald Trump's cabinet. Linda McMahon, Secretary of Education. It was amazing. For them to come and pay their respects to Charlie Kirk and his wife, Erica, showing, proving how important he was to not only helping President Trump win election last November 5th, but going forward. They realize how Turning Point USA is going to absolutely going to change politics in this country. Him becoming a martyr is going to just absolutely turn this around in a way that they will never would have seen this coming. And guess what? The left can't do anything about it. Their rhetoric, their Trump derangement syndrome speech, hate speech, calling anybody that supported Donald Trump, anybody that supports MAGA, Make America Great Again, Make America Healthy Again, calling us terrorists, domestic terrorists like Joe Biden did, Nazis, comparing us to Hitler, which I believe led to this young man carrying out his assassination of Charlie Kirk. They did this. They did this. And Charlie's life was simply amazing. What he did in his short 31 years on this planet was nothing short of a political, absolute turnaround of our political world. And it's only going to continue. It's going to get bigger. It's going to get stronger. The voice of this widow and getting the message out there even louder and stronger than what Charlie Kirk was able to do. I'm telling you, folks, 20, 30, 40 years from now, as we look back to what Ronald Reagan did being elected president in 1980, what he was able to do to the conservative movement is going to be a sliver of what Erica Kirk does with Turning Point USA going forward. And the left, they know it. That's why they spoke the way they did. That's why they absolutely caused the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And they'll be blamed for it. I'm going to hold them accountable. Others are going to hold them accountable. Absolutely, they need to be held accountable. And it was absolutely amazing, the speeches. Stephen Miller, President Trump's chief of staff. Others that spoke. Benny Johnson. When he called out those that are in power now to go forward and to prosecute the evildoers that have been responsible for the decline of our country over the last two decades, if not even further, we're watching. We are going to make sure that you guys do your duty. Investigate and hold these people accountable. One of the things you have to understand, folks, this is going to be a turning point in the history of our country. It was completely a God thing that he called it, named it, his co-founding of this organization, Turning Point USA. Well, he lived his life accordingly, and it will prove to be a turning point. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust, or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber, either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today's show. Couple of text messages coming in during the break. Absolutely agree with you, Randy. This is going to be huge. God only knows where it's going to go, where it's going to lead to, but I was really touched by that service yesterday. Speakers were great. I agree with you, Trump went a little long, but overall, it was a great event. Another text message. Randy, every single time somebody's been assassinated, it was a turning point in our country. Yeah. Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King. Look at what happened to civil rights after the assassination of Martin Luther King. All of them martyrs. It was kind of amazing. Many of the speakers spoke about Stephen, one of the first martyrs for Jesus. His death and what it caused Saul, to convert to become Paul and a disciple of Jesus. It was a political assassination. And by the way, if you go through the Bible and you read it, every single prophet was assassinated in our world's history. Even others, philosophers, Socrates, Aristotle, all of them killed by people who wanted to silence them. Well, they thought they were going to silence Charlie Kirk, and that would be the end of Turning Point USA. They thought that by removing him, the organization would die. Not happening, folks. Not happening. And when you see this starting to unfold, because Erica said it point blank, the fall tour of Turning Point USA is going to go forward. Their big event that they're planning, yeah, later this year, it's going forward. It's going to happen. And I'm going to predict right now, they better get a big venue because it's going to be well attended. This is going to be huge. one of the things is going to be the media being forced to cover it. And, of course, they'll try to spin it as being not as large as it really was, and that there wasn't that many people there, and that, you know, blah, 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 blah. Try to diminish every event going forward. Well, you can't in any way, shape, or form report on that event yesterday because you know what the seating capacity is of that stadium. And every seat was filled. Plus the few hundred of folks that were sitting on the football field, which was covered. The stage, the people that were in the overflow building, the people that were outside, even though it was a very hot Arizona day, people stayed and wanted to be a part of it. One of the things you have to understand, this is going to be history-making going forward. Every event they do, the size of the crowds, the number of attendees, but more importantly, the impact that it's going to have on especially the young people's lives that will be part of it, this is going to be something that will absolutely prove to be the biggest, I think, recent turning point in our history. I think this will have bigger impact than even the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I think it's going to have a bigger impact than even what Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination did for the civil rights effort in this country. Oh, Ryan says that even the hotel conference rooms in the area were filled with people for Charlie Kirk's memorial, probably carrying him live on big screen TVs. How many more thousands were there? Hotel conference rooms in the area. People who couldn't get into the arena, into the stadium, went into a local hotel, air conditioning, and watched it in their conference rooms. Some say that it was close to between 350 and 400,000 people traveled to be there. Amazing. God bless you, Charlie. We are now all Charlie Kirk. We've only just begun. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This